Long Legged Girl with a short dress on. Well, most of these stars have been coming on this morning, Alan, saying words to us, and of course they'll continue to do so throughout the day until 3 o'clock.
They've been doing so for the last couple of weeks. I've had these tapes being sent into the office, and it snowballed. That actually what happened. I mentioned to one particular artist that I would like him to pay a tribute, a very big name, and the word passed on. And from there on, for something like 2 weeks, we had various big names, small names coming into the office, some coming in unannounced and just saying, I'd like to pay a tribute to Big L, because not only as an artist am I going to miss this station as a platform for promoting records, but also because I listen to it. And I know that you yourself, you know that everybody in the music business does listen to Radio London.
Right, yes, this is absolutely true. And they've all been saying that Radio London has made so many artists. About how many? Because I've only been here 11 and a half months, but you know, I wasn't in on the beginning of it like
dozens,
you were.
Dozens.
Simply dozens of artists.
Some big names as well.
Well, I know the ones that, you know, back in episode 6 is a sort of...
Sure, The Small Faces is another one. Tom Jones is another.
Desmond Dekker.
Right, Pete Drummond. And you've heard of Pete Drummond?
No, well, I don't sing, actually. Oh, I do sing.
Good.
Do you play an instrument, Alan, at all?
I used to play the piano.
Well, I've heard you play a piano very, very well.
Well, you say that to all the things.
No, I don't. No, this is true. I've heard from Ed Stewart. You, Ed...
No, seriously, I did used to play piano quite a lot. Ed's a very good bass player. Paul plays guitar. And we used to, about every third week when Ed was off, and he at that time used to come off the same time as Paul Kay, we used to get together over at Wimbledon and just play on Sunday mornings for a couple of hours.
Wimbledon, that's where the Duke...
That's where Ed lives, yes.
The Duke of Wimbledon.
That's right,
yes. Well,
it was a hobby, you know.
So, could it ever be professional, Al? I mean, now that you won't be program director...
Well, I'm not looking for work, you know.
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, if you're tremendous pianist, because, well, here you are. I mean, you know, he's not being true about this, you see, people. He really is a very, very good pianist. And, in fact, you could... sort of start making records and become a...
No. I think I'm just pianist, that's
all. All right. What is the most memorable incident that you've had on since you've been on Radio London?
Well, apart from taking you on, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty memorable. But we all make mistakes.
Yes, we all make mistakes.
The most memorable occasion for me was really way back in 64. This was before Radio London even started broadcasting. In the September, we had a small group of individuals. We got together, and during those days, we had a tremendous number of problems. The main one, of course, being contact with the ship. We had technical problems, which I didn't really get involved in at all. But at one time, it did seem that to each one of us, that we'd never even get on the air at all. And then after about 2.5 or 3 months, eventually came the most memorable occasion for me since I've been with Radio London. In fact, one of the most memorable occasions of my life, and that was that after all this time, we knew that at 11 o'clock on a Friday morning on 266 frequency, we would broadcast a tone signal, just a whistle.
Yeah.
And we happened to be in the office, half a dozen of us, that particular morning. We sat around the radio, and up until exactly 11 o'clock, there was nothing. Then on the dot, at precisely 11 o'clock, came from nothing at all this tone signal. And we knew that that was our station. Well, that was, of course, before we even identified ourselves.
Yes. That tone whistle, is that the same one that's remained with us after 9 o'clock at night?
No, that's a head flag.
I had a letter from a listener the other day who sort of worked out the number of days we've been on the air, and it was nearly 1,000, something like 900.
Really?
Yes, 985 days, something like that. I'm not absolutely sure, but it's nearly, I forget how many thousand hours of broadcasting, but nearly 10,000 hours of broadcasting, I think, has been put into the station.
We've carried 1,027 advertisers in those 2.75 years. I was talking with Paul Kay last night, and he was saying that after a couple of weeks from the commencement of our broadcasting, nobody knew exactly how big we were. And, well, you can imagine that I think that after a few weeks when we had our first NOP survey, the figures came through that we had then picked up within a couple of weeks or so almost 4 million listeners, which was quite an achievement.
Would you wish at this time to reply to any of the statements that the government has given about stations interfering and the various, I think there are about four or five?
No, we've never received any complaints at all ourselves. I can really talk for Radio London.
We've never received any complaints from anybody about interfering with any frequency.
No, no. We've never had complaints. We do pay our PRS, that's Performing Rights Society fees, as you know.
Yes.
And this is despite what one does read in the national newspapers. We do pay our fees.
We pay our fees?
Yes.
As far as we know, we have not interfered with anybody?
Never.
And we could very easily go on land at this very moment.
Well, we've always said that there is room, if that's what you're getting at, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course there is. There's room for 101 stations. There should be commercial radio in this country. Which isn't going to cost the taxpayers anything at all.
Of course.
And free radio.
Free radio.
Yes.
It's been free for the last two and a half years.
Supplying and meeting a demand.
Right. Well, you were talking about advertisers, Alan.
Oh, yes, I did.
I've got to give a plug for an advertiser.
Right.
All right.
Hello, this is Eric Burden, and I'm inviting you to join me next Monday at this station at 1:30 for the Juicy Fruit Spectacular. Tell my mates in the pop world will be there, so we'll see you then.
Thank you very much, Eric Burden, and we'll have words from some more advertisers, which we missed out for the last 5 minutes in just a few seconds. Dionne Warwick and The Windows of the World, a beautiful song. And if we sound a little, how shall I say, unhappy here on Coffee Break this morning, well, the truth is, we are.
Right.
Plus, if it had been a sunny day, we'd probably sound a lot happier, I think.
Yes.
But it's such an awful grey day, and it's such a...
I think the most emotional part of our broadcasting is going to be this very last hour. I was working on this last night with Paul and Ed Stewart, and just programming the whole hour itself. It really is quite something. I feel that it's probably the most emotional program we've ever put together on this station. Between 2 and 3 today, and that'll be on.
And then at 3 o'clock, it's...
That's on the dot. At 3 o'clock, we go off air.
We go off air for ever and ever and ever.
As we are at this moment. As an offshore radio station, yes.
Yes.
But perhaps, and we're all hoping, that somebody will see the light one of these days and say, well, let's have commercial radio stations.
When you say somebody will see the light, I think the majority
of
people...
I think you know who I mean.
But the majority of people in this country have already seen the light, and unfortunately the minority haven't.
Well, when you say they saw the light, I mean,
they
accepted something which was offered to them. And then this snowballed. And then, of course, you know, we recognized the fact, or they recognized the fact, that this was good, and it was free, and it was free entertainment.
And if you don't like it,
if you don't like it, just turn it off.
You're right, turn to another station.
And you're no worse off.
Right.
Like independent television, the same thing.
Something that, just one final thing, the record companies in this country have made records through Radio London, but have they sold more? Have they sold less? Have we had an effect? Have the offshore stations had an effect on record sales?
Record sales have increased. I feel the answer to this one really lies in the fact that prior to offshore radio stations, we had fewer big names in show business. I'm talking of artists and groups. When we came into business, we created an extra platform which made it possible for new talent to get exposure. And that's the only way you will sell records, by letting people know that these records exist. So therefore, what I'm getting at is this, that by offering another platform, by giving new talent an opportunity, those records sold more as well as the older established artists. So overall, record sales did increase. Is it quite clear?
Yeah, absolutely clear. Well,
I'm not sure what it is.
No, you made it absolutely clear, Alan. And I think, you know...
Yes, but my time's up, and I'd like to say just finally, and it's been good to sit here and talk with you this morning, I would like to say on behalf of all the programme department of Radio London, that what a wonderful 3 years these have been. We've made some tremendous, some very good friends in the business, artists, record pluggers, publishers, and so on. And it's a great shame that it has to end this way. But I feel that, as I keep saying, We'll meet again.
Well, I hope so. Alan, I'd just like to say on behalf of all the disc jockeys and the staff of Radio London, in fact, everybody, I'm sure the record companies will go along with this as well, that you have been an absolutely superb program director. We couldn't have had a better one. And you've done it. You're wrecking my... I'm being absolutely truthful here, Alan. You know, it's been a pleasure to work under you. And even though you haven't sent me a memo for the last 3 months...
Well, you never replied to them anyway. So what's the point?
No, it really has been tremendous. And you've been absolutely fantastic as a program director. We couldn't have wished for a better one. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
For all the help you've given me. And I know all the other disc jockeys feel exactly the same way.
Fine, Pete. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.